probably what you would consider talk radio excellence on this very radio station on this very day. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mr. Hannon.
How are you, sir?
I think I'm above average.
Are you really?
I am.
You usually say that.
Well, I do. I try to strive for at least some step above mediocrity.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 62 degrees at this hour at Fargo. Tioga's 57 degrees. Minot 60. Grand Forks 63 at this hour. Gives you a little idea of a few of the communities within our listening area where the temps are at today. We're going to tackle the weather a little later on in great detail for you. We're going to check some news headlines here. We're going to do a little sports at the bottom of the hour. We'll give you a preview of our What's on Your Mind program, topics, and guest Congressman Kevin Cramer here for the Talk Radio Town Hall we do every Wednesday with Kevin, where the phone generally rings off the hook with different issues and questions. And Governor Dalrymple has joined some other farm state governors to say, come on, U.S. House, get going on that farm bill. We'll ask him about that and some other things today on the program. Excuse me. Didn't mean to be clearing my throat on the radio here, but... Well, maybe breakfast was a little too close to the program today.
So right on the gullet.
My apologies. Should authorities have destroyed these 14 dogs after the incident in which an individual who was out for a walk up in Walsh County was bit, and authorities found the home to have a pack of dogs? That's the question. 14 animals destroyed. In reading this story... In following this story, I have a hard time thinking they've done anything other than what they absolutely needed to do, and that this could have been much worse given the dog. Clearly, the dog owner has some mental health issues. For one, after this incident, evidently he beheaded one of the dogs. He has been taken into custody. 59-year-old Peter Grishout. How do you think you say that? Grishowick? G-R-Z-S-K-O-W-I-A-K.
It could be a Grishowick.
Yeah, it's how it ends. It throws me off. Anyway, Sheriff Lauren Wild said, these dogs posed a threat. We knew they posed a danger before Sunday, but we've never been able to do anything. We can't have dogs like that running around.
Well, that poor man that got attacked by all those dogs, that had to be a horrific and terrifying moment. He's pretty cut up. It's funny he lived. Looks like a big guy.
They have arrested this man, charged him with physical obstruction of a government function after he allegedly tried to prevent deputies and the veterinarian from euthanizing the dogs. He's also been charged with two counts of mistreating animals, allegedly for killing one of the dogs during a dispute with deputies and not feeding the dogs. That's obviously why they were a pack, right? I mean, you're not feeding them, you're mistreating them, you know. So clearly the dog owner is to blame here. I think that's pretty obvious.
Sure looks like it.
Some might argue that the dogs took the brunt of that, but it seems to me this thing was handled perfectly. You agree or disagree?
I agree. You know that once the dogs attack people, that's over the line. They're no longer man's best friend. They're man's worst nightmare when they turn into this kind of outfit.
Steve Bakken, my partner who will join us next hour for the What's on Your Mind statewide conversation, Northern Plains conversation, likes to say, there's no such thing as bad dogs, only bad owners. You know, you can't blame the dog, right? But on the other hand, if you have a bad owner and the dog's mistreated and they act like this, you have to... deal with the dogs.
You do.
Might not be their fault, but you got to deal with it.
They probably learned some pretty bad behaviors.
And, you know, Grand Forks is stepping up their enforcement a little bit. I wonder if folks think this is a problem that's more widespread, where more enforcement is needed here. A couple of the issues we're going to tackle today.
You know, there's a great big dog, I don't know what it was, Rottweiler or something. His master was walking with a huge chain, and he lunged at me, and the hair down his back of his whole back from his neck all the way back down just stood on end. And the guy used both hands to literally protect me from this dog that thought I looked like some sort of Elpo. You know, it was a little bit daunting.
I would say.
These dogs, some of them are just bred for vicious craziness.
A Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota executive says a delay in the new federal health care law adds complexity to a law that's already tough to figure out. smokers now are to get a delay due because of the glitch. Because evidently they're going to pay a higher rate or something. I don't know. So now the Republican elected leaders are asking for a delay in the individual mandate. The White House has known for months that the implementation wouldn't work. What a mess.
It is a mess.
I see this as an opportunity, though, to expose the mess and to stop this nightmare.
You know, so that's why Obamacare 101, Dave Racer has written 8 books on this subject, and he's actually putting together a webinar that's going to be available to people. 3 different dates, so we're going to be talking to him about that today on the Common Sense Club.
Yes, Dave is great. He was on with us yesterday on What's On Your Mind, took a number of questions from listeners just about Obamacare, basic questions, good, you know, questions. We all have, you know, a lot of confusion, I think, more than anything. And we are promoting those Obamacare 101 webinars that help folks take advantage of. $29.95.
Yeah, and you get
the copy of 3 books valued at over $30.
Well, that your health matters alone shows it's completely comprehensive. It shows not only a great picture of American health care, but what's going on in other countries, and compares us favorably to all the other health cares in the world.
Yeah. So, by the way, the choice on the dates are what, 16th, 18th, 20th? I think so.
Yeah.
DaveRacer.com if you want to find out more about that. Anyway, more complexity according to Blue Cross Blue Shield. I agree with them. Some folks are concerned that Cass County is not requiring the Red River Valley Fair to file inspection paperwork for rides. Should they? It's a fair season all throughout the region. You go to the county fair, you know, the fair where you are, do you worry about the rides?
Well, when they start shaking and vibrating, and I think maybe they're tested out for somebody that weighs less than me, and I'm at the top of the rung, I'm a little nervous.
But does that happen often?
I don't know.
I don't recall ever being concerned about the safety of a ride.
I think after you hear about somebody falling off a Ferris wheel or something, the next time you go, I know I've had the willies.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But who are they supposed to report this to? I mean, it certainly behooves the ride owners to be very, very careful.
Of course.
Test and double test.
But I think also authorities, you know, should do their part right as well.
Yep.
Some oversight necessary there. So I'm sort of surprised they're not at least trusting but verifying that the proper inspections have been done on those rides. And I'm just curious, based on that story, whether anybody's worried about that. How about the St. Louis Cardinals, Mark, ordering the removal of a cross from the mound after complaints? How is a cross offensive to anyone other than the most extreme of the extreme, number one? And number two, would you have removed it?
Oh, no.
You wouldn't have worried about those complaints?
I think the crosses, I think we need to have them everywhere. I think people need to wear them. I'd like to go to a St. Louis game and wear about a 5-foot cross on my top of my head.
Maybe a neon one.
I'll have a neon one.
Yeah.
A neon hat, cross hat, and a neon shirt. Neon backpack with the crosses and blinking. Strobe cross.
That'd be good.
Yeah. You know, people have got to stop accepting this nonsense. And I think they should. Have you seen these guys that walk through America pulling the cross along, the 8-foot cross on, you know.
Heard about it, yeah.
Walked. I've met some of these guys. They're really devout people. And they came when we were fighting for the Judge Roy Moore's right to have the Ten Commandments. There was like 4 of them that march from the whole country. Well, they need to show up in St. Louis now with all of these crosses and just say, you know, they please don't hate Jesus for crying out loud. I mean, the cross is it's the greatest form of liberty and freedom, the empty cross. Pretty cool.
Not sure what led to the caving there, but it's unfortunate. By the way, a new story on the story we talked about yesterday. The oil tank accident, a tanker accident, train derailment in Quebec. Reports that there was some tampering with the train.
Oh.
Some vandalism, some, you know, something's amiss there.
Of the terrorism possible ilk?
I don't know. It could be environmentalists. It could be radical environmentalists saying, hey, you know, we need this to, you know, I don't, it could be terrorists. Could be, you know, it could be just kids screwing around. But, you know, there's more to the story. But what I'm saying is, again, you know, whether it was an accident, whether it was vandalism, it ought not be used to further the cause of, you know, environmental extremism to suggest that the oil's bad. Anyway, that's just a new twist to that story.
Darkness is bad.
Yeah. Say, we'll chat with you a little later about sports. Mark Skogerbo, stick around, folks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Debate yesterday on What's on Your Mind. It really wasn't intended to be a debate, more of a discussion, and North Dakota Farm Bureau was on to talk about the benefits of GMOs and talking, you know, just like I said, their role is really information and awareness, but Eric Osmonstead from the Farm Bureau was on and ended up being, I guess, a defender of GMOs. Were you surprised that there was that much opposition out there to GMOs, Steve?
Not really. I think there's a lot of misconception in the public. The vocal minority that is against GMOs have a very loud voice and a lot of funding behind it. And you know, it's about education. You know, the more you listen, the more you learn. And unfortunately, in today's society, people won't listen to the other side of an argument. So it's hard to learn and have an open mind about things when you don't listen to the other side of the argument.
Yeah,
somebody that doesn't agree with me, I always listen to them. I want to know how they think.
And I will admit spending very little time getting under the hood, but on the from the 30,000 foot view, to me, the idea of agriculture trying to better what they do, right, to be able to feed more people, get better yields, and seems to make some sense. And it, you know, no different than you come up with a new medicine that didn't exist 10 years ago by you know, mixing a little of this with a little of that, and voila, test it, and it works. You know, that's a good thing.
You know, people were jumping on the free enterprise side of that, and about how,
that really bugged me.
That's what they are. Tell you what, there's not a disease out there that probably couldn't be cured if you throw enough money at it and enough research. Well, it takes money to do that research.
Sure.
What really angers me, too, is the other side, that people don't realize that when these things are tested, they're hung up with the EPA and the FDA for decades. I mean, and you look at the medical side of things, look at the cancer treatments that people leave the country because it's not approved here. It's approved over in Europe, or it's approved in Asia, or it's approved somewhere else, but...
Yeah, I have a friend.
And the rationale behind it is, well, there's a side effect. Well, yeah, but without the side effect, I'm going to die. I have cancer. I'm dead within a year. Or I can have anal leakage for 20 years. I don't care. I'm alive. I don't care what the side effect is. Cure me today. And that's what the FDA winds up getting hung up on quite often.
You know, I have friends that are cancer researchers that do this, and, you know,
it's frustrating.
I won't name any names, but they basically will tell you that, but for the FDA, we have a cure for cancer.
It's frustrating.
I think that's what is the interesting part of the GMO thing, and I think that's what I would give points to the listeners that oppose GMOs on the basis of FDA blessing them. In other words, say, I don't trust the government to give us the straight scoop, whether it be the IRS investigating folks or the FDA slow walking a cancer cure, or, you know, any other bureaucracy that doesn't do things well. Don't put the FDA approve this in my face to say that's why it's okay. And that's one point I'll give to the critics of GMOs, to say, well, I'm not so sure that the FDA blessing is going to give me much in the way of comfort. But it was an interesting debate. Anyway, appreciated that very much. We're going to talk also today about these dogs. And, boy, you know, you got to feel for the Walsh County Sheriff's Office. Walsh County Sheriff's Office shouldn't be dealing with, you know, having to bring a vet out to a farm and euthanize 13 animals and remove 14 animals. And, you know, what, just a mess. You obviously have a extraordinarily irresponsible dog owner. These dogs have been running wild for a while. The sheriff of Walsh County said they posed a threat. They posed a danger before this incident with this man from Fargo that was out walking around and was attacked by the dogs, but they weren't able to do anything about it. And obviously the attack allowed them to get there, investigated, and arrest the man. And
there's a little bit bigger story here, because I think this guy was nuts. I mean,
and
the reports, he decapitated one of the dogs by the time the law enforcement got there?
Yeah. He's been he's charged with 2 counts of mistreating animals, for killing one of the dogs during a dispute with deputies and not feeding the dogs.
That kind of reeks of crazy.
They're all misdemeanors. His bond hasn't been determined pending a mental evaluation, going to your point.
You think?
Yeah. His farm is on County Road 15 between Warsaw and Interstate 29. The victim of the dog attack, John Munoz of Fargo, was walking on the same road early Sunday when he said 8 to 9 dogs attacked him about a quarter mile from the farm. He's recovering in Fargo after his release from Altru Hospital in Grand Forks on Monday. When deputies went to the farm Monday, this fellow was initially cooperative, helping them and the vet euthanized 4 of the dogs after searching for them on his property. But he began to get upset and argued with deputies over which dogs ought to be euthanized. According to a court complaint, he told the deputies he would euthanize the dogs himself and ordered them to leave. He then took a large steak knife, picked up one of his smaller dogs, put a large steak knife to the dog's throat, and stabbed the dog repeatedly in the neck.
You're nuts.
He took a Rottweiler inside the home and prevented deputies from entering. After he was arrested and removed from the property, deputies put down 8 more of the dogs.
I think he should be euthanized.
two dogs may have been run off during the commotion. They were yelling and do not pose a threat. That was
This goes back to that argument, is that the dogs are the owners. I'm a firm believer there's not bad dogs. There really aren't. You might get a flyer every now and then, but for the most part, it all goes back to the owners. 99.99999% of the time, it's a bad owner, not a bad dog.
Now, he was hiding the Rottweiler. They eventually found the Rottweiler the next day and euthanized the Rottweiler as well. Are you buying these pit bulls or Rottweilers?
They're great dogs.
Okay, so the same thing there?
If I lived somewhere where I had coyote or bear issues or had worries about my property and family, you darn right I'd have a Rottweiler or a pit bull. And they're great dogs. They're great family dogs. They're going to protect your property. They're going to protect your family. But are they going to be malicious and vicious? No. People train them to do that. They're great dogs. I've got Gordon Setters. They're the biggest lovable couch potatoes on the planet. Dogs know if you're in danger. My first Gordon Setter, I had a fiancé at the time. Somebody had come to the door, and she answered it, and they stuck their foot in the door. And this dog was he watched TV. I swear he knew how to use the remote. He came off that couch, and she got out of his way because he knew somebody was there to cause harm. Other than that, that's the kindest, gentlest dog I'd ever seen in my life. It's bad owners, not bad dogs. There's only two breeds. In the show world, as far as showing dog, there's only two breeds that the judges will not put their hands in the dog's mouth. Because part of the confirmation is you look at the teeth and check out the bite. And there's only two breeds that judges will not put their hands in a dog's mouth. And guess what? They're not pit bulls or Rottweilers.
We'll tackle that topic today on the program. We're going to talk about whether or not fair rides are safe. The St. Louis Cardinals removing a cross from the mound after complaints. What else we got? Congressman Kevin Cramer for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday. The word from Washington.
Big day for the Farm Bill.
That's right. Lot to talk about today on the program. Straight ahead, we call What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. We'll take your calls at 800-228-0550. Short time out, back with sports next.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me. Watch as the storm blows through and I need you.
We are back on the program we call What's On Your Mind. This is the preview hour where we check the news, the sports, the weather, get you up to speed on what the hot topics of the day are and will be. It's you all set to weigh in on the program at 800-228-0550. Mr. Mark is back. Tell us about sports. You have a smile on your face. What does that mean?
Well, I'm just delighted to know that the best nine-ball shooter in the country lives in Fargo.
Yeah?
She's Sam Matuska is the world nine-ball pool champ. And pretty cool.
That's what your smile's about.
Well, that kind of made me smile. You know, I spent a lot of time dangling around pool halls in my life and never got very good at anything.
I'm terrible. My grandfather played the game. And we had, when we grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, a pool table in the basement. And so my best memories are, family reunions at our house with my grandpa, you know, shooting pool. And my uncles and cousins. And despite all that, it still was horrible. Yeah. Jumping balls all over the place. And
it is. It's a very interesting sport. I played a lot of eight ball, and but this gal, I would like to see her shoot. That's got to be something.
We love
Sam Matuska, world champ in Fargo. That is good.
We love champs among us here in the great state of North Dakota.
And boy, do we have something brewing on the Red Hawks. These guys don't give up. They were behind 5-0 last night. Boom, 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 boom. 6 unanswered runs, great relief pitching, and they win 6-5.
As far as baseball, they're our only hope this year.
Don't go that far. We got a game. The Twins could get hot, you know, but last night wasn't one of their hotnesses.
4-1 they lose, which is why this is the third story. Mark usually leads with his wins, but he's talking billiards and...
And that's why I was smiling, really,
yeah.
Because, you know, I was kind of being, what you might call, evasive.
Who are you?
About my family.
Yeah, 4-1 they lose last night to Tampa Bay.
Yes, they did. Joe Mauer gets 2 hits. They got this wonderful young pitcher, Kyle Gibson, had one really lame inning. Other than that, he looked great. You know, we're building. Hicks 2 nights ago got 4 hits. Our young kids are showing some growth. A lot of our big older guys are
slumping.
And you know what's really sad about this is we're getting to the place we're running up against trade deadlines and that sort of thing. And, you know, I see Kadire just having a great time, and I see our other players playing great in other places, and J.J. Hardy being an all-star. And it just drives me nuts when we see, if I own the Twins, if I ever become a billionaire and own the Twins, I'll have lifetime contract with the Torrey Hunters of the world. And, you know, they can teach, they can coach. They're just Torrey Hunter's attitude is worth $2 million a year just to walk around and be confident and positive and smile and encouraging and such a technician of the art of hitting. Just a great, great guy. How we could ever lose people like that is beyond me.
Here's another North Dakota done good story. The Tri-City Storm will become the first North Dakota team to reach the Nationals. The under-17 girls Tri-City Storm soccer team had a 1-0 win over a team from Missouri in the regional section of the U.S. Youth Soccer President's Cup back in June. And it wasn't just another championship match. They have a new milestone. It'll be the first in North Dakota to represent the Midwest region at the tournament, first in club history to make it to Nationals.
That's just terrific.
Isn't that cool?
Very cool. Another really neat story that you probably like is that Kevin Durant's fiance led the Lynx with 22 points past the division leader of the East, Atlanta, and just crushed them 94-72. Lindsey Whalen popped in another 20 points. So Minnesota's the Lynx are in first place in women's basketball in the Western Conference after, again, beating the first place team of the Eastern, Atlanta, with a drubbing from the fiance of Kevin Durant, your favorite Oklahoman.
I think you're being a little sexist by assigning her title based on her who her spouse to be, yes, rather than her.
You know, you could get
her talents.
You could put a great number of people in a room and say, who have you heard more of, Kevin Durant or who?
Well, that's true.
Or Monica Wright.
I'm a big fan of.
You know what? I think he's really helping her persona. Certainly, she's going to increase her commercial appeal and her value. He's a great man, a true sportsman and a gentleman. So I'm not being sexist at all. I just think Kevin is great.
Are you going to miss A-Rod after the All-Star break? Suspended for the.
There's actually some talk that he might get a lifetime suspension. 100 games looks almost a slam dunk. Ryan Brown might be getting 100 games. Something that was kind of sad to me, it looks like this whole Biogenesis conflict, it's got a tremendous tilt to the Latin American players. Listen to these names. Melky Cabrera, Bartolo Colon, Nelson Cruz, Francisco Cervelli, Jesus Montero, Johnny Peralta, Cesar Puello, Fernando Martinez, Everth Cabrera, Fausto de los Santos, and Jordan Norberto. You know, and Gio Gonzalez. So this is like a really strange Latin American kind of a embarrassment, a shame, scandal. And a lot of these really good Latin American Latin players are vulnerable to serious fines and suspensions, maybe as many as two dozen. Illegal drugs, and A-Rod at it again. You know, that's what makes what Roger Maris did so terrific. You know, without steroids, without any kind of illegal help, and
yet he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He sure belongs there.
Isn't that a disgrace?
It is.
I have a little more on this St. Louis mound controversy. And Stan Musial, the great.
Stan the man. I had my baseball glove with Stan the man.
And a groundskeeper, in honor of Stan Musial, started drawing a cross and the number 6 in remembrance of him on the mound. That's how this all started. I didn't know what led to the cross being on the mound, but did you know that's why it was there?
No.
Okay. So that's why they put it there. That's how it started. And evidently a fan objected. And that's how this sort of started. Here's, I don't know who this is. That's Rob Bort, I guess. I thought it was somebody from St. Louis. This is written previously about a controversy surrounding a cross drawn on the back of the mound at Busch Stadium in St. Louis to honor slugger Stan Musial, passed away earlier this year. Musial, apparently a devout Catholic and the best Cardinals hitter of all time, was being honored by the grounds crew with symbols scratched in the dirt before every game. But after some fans saw it and expressed their outrage, Cardinals management decided to remove it. It's not just club policy to be putting religious symbols on the playing field or throughout the park. It's just not club policy. Said the general manager of the Cardinals. I didn't ask for the reason behind it. I just asked for it to stop.
You know, if I was a Cardinal fan, player, I would tattoo a cross at number 6 in my forehead, perhaps. I mean, I think that this kind of abuse of freedom of religion is so outrageous because of a handful of really gone atheists. I would challenge the players, the entire team, to wear a cross, maybe a cross and a six button or sweatband or something. You know what I'm saying? I know I would. And then you go ahead and tell me I can't exercise my freedom of religion in America? Come on.
I wonder if this is a Cards thing or a Major League Baseball thing.
Doesn't matter.
Because the GM said he was in touch with Major League Baseball about the matter after the article appeared, but said the club already had made its decision to stop adding that particular artwork to the mound.
Artwork.
Artwork.
Mm.
If you want to stencil STL or something like that, that's fine, but that's not something we've asked anyone to do. These guys are being a little crass about it. One listener made this point this morning for us on this topic, saying, and of all places, St. Louis, this is a controversy. With the name St. Louis, the cross is appropriate. What religion were the first settlers, I wonder?
Hmm.
Duh.
Yeah. Who is St. Louis, by the way?
Yeah, your name is the St. Louis
Cardinals.
Cardinals, for crying out loud.
In order to be called St. Louis, you've got to be a pretty nice person, fairly committed to your faith. I mean, you know, they don't just name any atheists St. Goofus. Sounds like Goofus and Gallant Caper, you know. Anyway, I sure hope people start wearing number six jerseys with big crosses on it. That's the way. It makes me want to go to a game just to do that in St. Louis.
Come on, folks. Yeah, I know.
Isn't it right? Yeah. And when they tell you can't pray the Lord's Prayer, everybody should stand up and say, Our Father, before every game. This is America. We believe in, you know, no king but King Jesus. Our rights come from God. This is outrageous.
Anyway, it's amazing what folks will do. It really is. Kind of a sad deal. All right, anything else on the sports front?
Nothing that just grabs me by the head, you know. Just I actually say a prayer now and then for the Twins. I want them to...
You want them to win that badly.
You know what they got to do now before the All-Star break? They get three more games with their grandest nemesis of all, the Yanks, in Yankee Stadium. So, and they lost 9 of their last 10 games. This is what you might call crisis time for the Twins.
Skogerbo hangs around pool halls. That explains a lot, says a listener. And yet again, the Twins lost to a lousy team. It'd be nice if the guys making the big bucks, Mauer, Morneau, etc., would earn it. Yep, let the good guys go. How many former Twins are making the All-Star team?
Well, there's Ortiz, there's Nathan, there's J.J. Hardy. You know, it was a pretty impressive list. Kadire has really been playing great. I don't know if he made it or not. I didn't notice, but he's gone on a tear for the Rockies.
Somebody else wants to know how you know Maris was not on steroids. What's your proof?
Well, the time of it really wasn't being practiced, you know, back there in that era. They just didn't have it. They just didn't do it.
Sacrilegious to even suggest it, if you ask me.
Is that St. Roger?
One of the greats.
Yeah.
We did, speaking of the Hall of Fames and lamenting that Roger Maris was not in, failed to mention that the Hockey Hall of Fame has Chris Chelios, a former Wisconsin Badger, Scott Niedermeyer, and the forward Brendan Shanahan, now as a new inductees into the Hall of Fame. Great hockey players.
The ultimate pinnacle.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great show.
You too.
Stay tuned for Mark later in the Common Sense Club right here to tell you about the weather next.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to NessonConsulting.com or find the link at BakkenBeacon.com. If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst, mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is a blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend. Take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
We're back.
It's a beautiful day.
Tell you about the weather. As we round out the What's On Your Mind preview hour. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon. Steve Bakken and I will be joined by a whole host of stations and a massive audience across the Northern Plains with 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, joining our AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken for the statewide edition of What's On Your Mind momentarily. Are there bad dogs or just bad owners? We're going to tackle that topic. How do you pose a cross on a mound in honor of a great cardinal, a St. Louis cardinal? Political correctness is a disease that makes me crazy.
ladies and gentlemen. I don't want us to become Poland. I do not. Anyway, so we'll tackle that. We have a story about the rides at the fair we're going to tackle. We have farm bill discussions ongoing. Governor's saying, come on, House, get it done. Colin Peterson has said it's a lunacy to do what Steve Bakken has long wanted to do, and that is split. It's not just Steve Bakken, but Steve's kind of a broken record on the air about this. Why is it called a farm bill when 80% of it's not has nothing to do with farming? And that's the answer is politics. So there's been a move to say, well, let's separate him, which Colin Peterson, Minnesota's 7th District Congressman, longtime ag leader, has said is lunacy. Lunacy. By the way, we've been attempting to visit with Congressman Peterson of late and having some difficulty. So if you are a constituent of his and see him and listen to this program or the Common Sense Club regularly, you might say, hey, Colin, how about a chit-chat with Mr. Hannon there on the farm bill, on the flag? You could use a little nudge, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's tell you about the weather here for today. Patch. There's an oil patch. Some patchy fog that is clearing up as we speak. It will be sunny and a high near 79. Light and variable wind becoming southwest at 5 to 9. Clear tonight, 56. Sunny tomorrow at 89. I picked a good day to be in Tioga. I'll be up there tomorrow. 89 degrees. South wind at 8 to 18. Gusts as high as 24. Windy, but sunny and nice. And then Thursday night, some showers, thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly cloudy, low around 61. Friday, sunny 82. Weekend's looking good. Partly cloudy, 58. Oh, I spoke too soon. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, high near 83. But Saturday night, same thing. Sunday, picking up a little bit. All right? So there you have how things are looking in the oil patch. Yeah, okay. Now let's tell you about the valley. Fargo, Grand Forks, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. A sunny day, 81 today, northwest wind, 8 to 10, clear, about 60 for a low tonight. Northwest breeze, very light. Tomorrow, sunny, 87, a bit breezy. Winds gusting to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Could gust as high as 25, so it will be windy tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 68 tomorrow night. Friday, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. In the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 88 otherwise. And again, up to a quarter of an inch of rain, more in thunderstorms and wind gusts north of 20 miles an hour. And the showers and thunderstorms will continue into Friday night. Mostly cloudy, low around 69. Saturday, slight chance of showers, sunny 86. Chance of showers also on Saturday night. Let's take a little trip around the region here and tell you how we're doing weather-wise. At this hour, 62 degrees in Fargo, humidity at 75%, skies clear, winds west at 6. Grand Forks, 62, clear, humidity 80% with a west wind at 8. Other end of the state, Jamestown, 60 and clear. Fargo, 62 and clear, humidity at 75% as well. So, Jamestown 60, Grand Forks 62, Fargo 62, rest of the state, Bismarck 56, Minot 60, Williston 58. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind? We will start with your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day, 800-228-0550. Let's talk about these dogs to start with. That's what's going to be on my mind, but... The great thing about the question, what's on your mind? It's sincere. We want to know. Any and all topics, welcome. 800-228-0550. In the first hour, all dedicated to your calls, your questions, your comments, and the news of the day. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our second hour for the full hour, taking your calls as well.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.